you recently released a new single, Stand. It is a really personal and powerful song, right? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and big question for that. It's time. Like, I'm someone who lived through Darvo, where the person who harmed me denied everything, attacked my integrity and character, and then flipped the script to make me look like the villain in their narrative. They didn't only stop there. They weaponized cancel culture and defamation of character, rallied others to gang up on me, and used triangulation to isolate and discredit me. This was all calculated stuff. It was cruel. Like, full transparency, it almost did break me. But the honest truth is that I don't carry hate. I wish them peace and healing, just like I found for myself. I don't feel like I need to tear anyone else down to speak my truth. I'm moving forward stronger, more grounded, and fully rooted in who I am. And this is exactly where Stan came from. Like, turning that negative experience, turning that hurt into something positive and saying, hey, we're changing the narrative now. Like, I'm going to stand in my power. I'm going to live in my truth. Since putting it out on June 6th, there's been a lot of people who will send me like a DM on social media, and they'll let me know, hey, you know, like, I was going through something similar. Thank you so much for this. And I think it says like a lot, because being on the receiving end of abuse and the physical violence, the emotional and psychological and verbal abuse, like, not a lot of men speak up about that specifically. This kind of opened that door to have that conversation with other men and let them know, hey, it's okay. Like, you're not alone. It's okay to talk about this stuff. It's okay not to suffer in silence and not to feel like you need to isolate yourself and deal with it on your own.
Cody, what does that mean to have people reach out and say, hey, like, you're really helping me? What does that mean to you?
I just honestly feel that it's humanity. Like, it's showing that we're human. Like, at the end of the day, like, you remove any kind of title, like, I'm in the public eye, I acknowledge that, and I understand it comes with, like, a certain responsibility to uphold, but at the end of the day, like, we're all human beings, and people make mistakes, right? We learn from those mistakes, we own those mistakes, and it's finding, like, for forgiveness, first and foremost, for anyone that's done wrongdoings to us, and also allowing other people to know, like, you're not alone, like I've said, and when they reach out in that way, I think it's just a reminder that, like, when you put good out to the world, when you stand in that positive light, and you offer unconditional love to the universe, to everything that is around you, that comes back, and there's those signs, and I take those messages as signs. Like, I'm on the path in my own individual journey that Gijé Matado, that the Great Spirit has provided for me to move forward, right, in a good way. I just, you know, find gratitude in those moments. It's just like, hey, like, you know, if I even have, like, resources when those messages do come in, you know, being in the field of work that I'm in outside of music and radio and such, I'll let them know about things like NIHB, the Non-Insured Health Benefits Program, and try to provide some direction as to, like, where they could get some services for things like psychotherapy and other stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome to hear, Cody. And looking towards the future here, what do you got coming up? Any shows, any new songs maybe you can hint at us? What can you share with us?
Oh, yeah, I got quite a lot coming up. I'm going to be heading out to a youth summit in Fredericton, New Brunswick. Really looking forward to that. I've actually been, like, casually letting people know that I have about 20 songs that are ready to go. So there's lots of new music to come, moving into 2026 and 2027. I have not one but two albums that are in the works right now, and I'm just working with different people that are a part of my team to figure out how we're going to roll it out.
Oh, that's awesome. Can't wait to hear some of that, and I will be looking forward to that myself, as so many of us will. Cody, thank you so much for this. Best of luck moving forward here, and we certainly appreciate your time.
Oh, Chimigues, Gerald. Appreciate it a lot.